Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
Coronavirus cases are on the rise, and we don't know when there's going to be any kind of federal help in terms of a coronavirus stimulus package, and Wall Street doesn't like that much. Joining us right now, the editor-in-chief at Investopedia, Caleb Silver. Caleb, good morning.
Good morning. You're right. Investors hate uncertainty. It's like kryptonite. And yesterday, we got a big dose of it with the surge of coronavirus cases across rural America and parts of Europe, fears of another lockdown, and the fact that there probably won't be a stimulus bill passed before the election. All those things caused investors to sell yesterday. They're coming back in a little bit this morning. But we have this volatility and this anxiety in the market that is overriding sort of everything right now. I think big investors want to wait for this to pass before they commit new capital.
Well, and here we are a week away from Election Day, and an election that may be in some question for days after voting ends. What's that likely to do to the stock market?
Oh, just a lot more uncertainty, and I would expect a lot of volatility. Look, you have to go all the way back to 1876, the last time a contested election actually took months to resolve, and the stock market fell 40% over the course of 4 months, took a year and a half to recover. We're not in 1876. We're in 2020, which has been a crazy year. We will get uncertainty if that happens. You can believe it. But I think investors also know that no matter who wins, there will be a lot of government spending coming up. And whether that's Biden with the infrastructure and the green energy plan and more stimulus, or Trump with another stimulus plan and infrastructure spending, especially in the energy sector, spending is coming. Uncertainty in the near term is not good, but spending is coming, which is what the stock market likes to see. That's why you see people having bid up the stock market so much since April, May, and June.
It's not even a question so much of who wins the election. It's just that the election gets settled and we have a little bit of stability and normalcy, right?
Absolutely. And I think people know that if President Trump gets reelected, taxes are going to stay where they are. That's good for corporations in terms of their bottom lines. If Biden is elected, taxes are going up. That's rough for corporations, rough for individuals making over $400,000 a year who will have to pay higher taxes. At the same time, there will be a lot of spending in the Biden administration if he has the support of the Senate. So I think investors are all okay with whoever wins. They just want to know, and they want to have that certainty, because not knowing, as we've seen from through March and April, is not good for the stock market.
You know, when coronavirus started in this country back in March, and we had all the stay-at-home restrictions issued, that just shot a cannon through the economy. But the economy has recovered quite a bit since then, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And on Thursday, we're going to get the third quarter preliminary GDP numbers that are going to show growth of 30% on an annualized basis. We've never, ever had a quarter like that in history. At the same time, growth fell 31% in the second quarter when we were in the teeth of the pandemic. So we are growing fast out of it, except in the labor market, where we still have more than 10 million people unemployed, more than 26 million receiving some sort of form of unemployment insurance. So the labor market's not back, and that will eventually hurt the economic recovery across the board.
What does all this mean for the average investor, the investor that's preparing for retirement or maybe approaching or already in retirement?
Great question. Well, this is a lot of noise right now, so don't do anything with your portfolio. If you started making trades when the stock market started falling and trying to get out, you likely didn't time the elevator back up. So don't do anything for a little bit. But once we get a little resolution on who the next president's going to be, what the administration's going to look like, it could be a time to reset. If the Biden administration wins, you want to think about what those higher taxes are going to mean, especially as you head towards retirement and you're drawing down. If you hold a lot of fixed income and a lot of bonds in your portfolio, you know interest rates are going to be at or near zero until 2023. The returns are not going to be there. They're going to be in the stock market. So you have to really think about how you allocate your money and your risk.
All right. Good advice. Appreciate it as always. Caleb, thanks so much for your time and your insight.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.